Not everyone can win.
I think you can have a big deal.
This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Thought for Today. Not everyone can win. Not everyone can win. This is an enigmatic statement, and it captures, as I seek to come in first in any event in life. This enigmatic statement captures me as I seek to come in first in any event in life. The Olympic contestant seeks to win by preparation and group programming. Of all the candidates for each trophy, only one will go home with top honors in their class. What is it that makes a winner? A winner is an ensil. A winner is one who likes himself. He has fun being himself. It does not matter to the leader of the pack what the rest of the pack is doing or where he is in the position of the pack. He is the leader. As the leader, he does not look from side to side, from front to back. He looks only at where he stands in the race in which he is the only contestant. A winner competes with himself alone. The leader, a winner, the head of the pack, has sorted out his priorities before the contest, before the race, before the event. He is clearly the only one that counts. All other players are in the game to amuse whatever spectators there may be. The leader of the pack races to win the event, which he has already done mentally, physically, and that is the only thing that matters to him. The winner has mental, social, spiritual, and physical blinders on his awareness, which allows him to see the race or event as already completed. He purely puts his evidential self, his physical self, in the winner's circle, victorious. As I do this in all the experiences in my life, I demonstrate to my world my skillful leadership, my winning capacity, my masterful expression of being the head of any event, the winner par excellence. And so it is. I love you, I love you, I love you.